night this evening within this hour, it might be the most important hour in the history of the human race. Because at 11 minutes after the hour, the global meditation will begin. And if you're listening to my radio show here, you are going to experience it, to join in with all the other human minds. And I will do my best to walk you through this meditation that will start at exactly 11 minutes after the hour, whatever hour you might happen to be in right now. I'm on the East Coast, so it'll have to begin starting at 1:11 a.m. If you're on the West Coast, it'll be 10:11 p.m. But before we get to the beginning of the meditation, I think it's important that we talk about a few things, that terms that will be used as I walk you through this meditation. Many of us have never meditated before in our lives. And during a meditation, you need to focus your thoughts. You need to picture things and concentrate on the picture of things. And some of the things that relate to this meditation, which I will be verbally walking you through, are terms like a pillar of light. Well, not everyone has seen a pillar of light, but this meditation will require you to envision one. Now, after the trade centers were destroyed, somebody came up with the idea of shining beams of powerful light up into the sky on certain days to give a remembrance look of what the trade centers look like. So you can picture that beam of white light shooting up into the sky out of each one of the basement areas where the trade centers existed. Those are pillars of light. Just like Roman columns holding up the front of a building. We're talking about a pillar of light, intense, bright, white light, brighter than snow, brighter than shining crystals. That's how you picture a pillar of light, to visualize it in your mind, because you'll be asked to visualize a pillar of white light. And another term, you're going to be asked to visualize the cosmic central sun in the center of the universe, because that's where this pillar of light is going to be coming from. And we all know what our sun looks like. Well, imagine a cosmic central sun in the center of the universe, about a billion times bigger than our sun, immensely big, probably bigger than our whole solar system. But a single cosmic central sun, and we're going to contact this cosmic central sun a billion times bigger than our own sun. We're going to mentally contact this sun, and we're going to use our willpower to concentrate on the cosmic central sun shooting out a brilliant pillar of white light. We're going to hook onto that pillar of white light with our minds, and we're going to guide it towards Earth. We're going to guide it through the central suns of all the galaxies. We're going to guide it into our galactic central sun, and then radiating through our galaxy every little parsec, microspeck of our galaxy, the light will be radiated and dispersed into. And then we're going to envision this white light finally reaching our solar system, and then going through, pulsing up against us and through us, because this light is so powerful, it not only shines on you, it goes through you. And eventually it will surface, funnel through us down to the center of the Earth. And this light will be transmuting all remaining darkness on Earth. So that's the basic terms you need to understand. You need to close your eyes and visualize these things when I speak of them. You'll be listening to my voice. I will be saying, close your eyes. You're going into a dream state. Your mind is going to link up with every other human mind on this planet. This is our human race bringing on the age of Aquarius. It's going to happen tonight. We're going to use our willpower to do this. It's a known fact that all energy follows our thoughts. All energy follows thoughts. All energy follows your thoughts. And that's how we're going to use the power of suggestion, our willpower, to get the cosmic central sun in unison. We're going to will a pillar of light to leave that central cosmic sun. This is the game plan for this evening. It's recommended that we think about this roughly 20 minutes. I don't know if I can talk for 20 minutes on this. So I'll tell you right now, listen to my voice. Put yourself in a relaxed mood. Close your eyes. Your trapped mind is hooking in with all the other humans on planet Earth. It is 11 minutes after the hour, or just about to be. And so as we're relaxing here, our minds are contacting other minds, even if they aren't aware of it, even if you're not aware of it, simply by participating and desiring to be part of this global meditation, we will hook up and the collective consciousness will grow in size and power. This is an exercise in using our willpower, an exercise in the human race creating their own destiny with the power of suggestion, our suggestions, led by words, causing us to visualize certain specific things. When we all do it together, there's power in numbers. And we need to get a significant amount of power to get things in motion. So here we are. We are at the moment in time, 11 minutes after the hour. Your eyes should be closed. Your mind should be reaching out to other human minds. Your mind should be traveling out to the center of the universe, where there is the cosmic central sun, pure white, bright light. It's a living cosmic central sun. It has consciousness. It hears our thoughts calling to it right. Your thoughts, my thoughts, we're calling on the cosmic central sun. We're visualizing a pillar of light pulsating out of the cosmic central sun. A sun so big, it would take a billion of our suns to fill it. Maybe even bigger than that. Immensely big. And It's the focal point for our thoughts right now. We're visualizing a pillar of light coming out of this cosmic central sun because we're willing it to happen. We're using our intention. We're using our visualization techniques to see this pillar of light pulsating out of the cosmic central sun. And we're going to grab hold of this light with our minds, and we're going to bring it in our direction. And as the cosmic central sun responds to our collective human thoughts, a continuous beam of brilliant white light, a pillar of brilliant white light, extends out of the cosmic central sun, and it's extending through space, reaching all the central suns of all the galaxies in this universe. This brilliant pillar of light is traveling way faster than that type of light that only goes 186,000 miles per second. We're talking about something that instantaneously can cross the universe less than a second. And we're calling on this light. It's continuously pulsating out of the cosmic central sun. It's hitting all the central suns of all the galaxies. And it's traveling further and further until it hits the galactic central sun of the Milky Way, our galaxy. And it's radiating through all of our galaxy now. Brilliant white pillar of light, catching every parsec of space within our galaxy. And now it's pulsating right into our solar system. That's right. A connection of brilliant white light is continuously pulsating second by second, microsecond by microsecond, into our solar system. And it's flooding brilliant white light throughout our whole solar system, and it's illuminating everything. It's going through everything. It's removing darkness by shining a light on it. Light so powerful, darkness cannot exist. And as this light travels through our solar system, eventually it's coming now, as I speak, it's coming to our planet, planet Earth, where we need this brilliant white light. So we need it desperately. And as it enters into the atmosphere of the Earth, a continuous stream from the cosmic central sun, it's pulsating microsecond after microsecond, second after second, continuous pulsation of brilliant white light. And as it comes into the Earth, it hits our bodies, all of us humans who are thinking about this brilliant white light, who see it in our own mind's eye, who can picture it hitting us on our skin and going into our body. This light is so powerful, it not only shines on you, it can shine right through you. And as it shines into our bodies, we can picture it going straight down into the Earth, our Mother Earth. And as it's inside our Mother Earth, we can visualize this light transmuting the remaining darkness on Earth, transmuting all the darkness that's been hiding out on our world. Nothing can hide from this brilliant white light. That's why we're calling on it. That's why we've called it from the cosmic central sun. This light will change everything on Earth forever. It's going to purify our earth. It's going to bring us good things. We can visualize a new cosmic cycle starting as we, the collective human thoughts, co-create and usher in the age of Aquarius, bringing love and happiness to all. Bringing love and happiness to our Mother Earth. Today is the beginning of the age of Aquarius because we have willed it to be that way. And we've called on the light, and the cosmic central sun is participating in giving us the light that we have called on, and it's flowing directly from the center of the universe all the way over to our solar system, down into our planet, through our bodies. It's illuminating every bit of darkness that could exist. It's shining. It's removing the dark frequencies. The darkness disappears when the light comes on. The darkness disappears, and every dark thought is disappearing. And it's our intention as a human race of good, loving people to remove the darkness and open our hearts to this brilliant white light that will cleanse our bodies, help reactivate our dormant chakras, help us think more clearly, help us connect with the rest of the universe. And the light keeps just pouring in. We've called on it, and it is here already. It is pulsating through every parsec of space, every molecule. This light is so brilliant and bright. It's cleansing us all, and it's cleansing Mother Earth. And we can never go back to the way it was. This is the beginning of the new Earth. And it's opening up our hearts, it's opening up our minds to good ideas and good feelings. It's bringing about the beginning of abundance and happiness on this planet that has needed this helping hand so badly. And we're doing it today. I said in the beginning, the most important hour in the history of planet Earth is right now, and we are all participating with this. Our minds are focusing on that pillar of light that's coming from the center of the universe. It's here already, and it's doing its work. It's shining into every crack and crevice where there's no more place left to hide for the dark beings and the dark entities and the dark deep state. It's cleansing every human, every living creature is being uplifted. Our vibrations are being increased. Our body is becoming more crystalline. Our thoughts are only of happiness. There's love in the air. There's love in this light. Embrace it. Love it. It's here. It's helping us. We ask for it, and we're getting it. Just keep seeing that pillar of light connecting all parts of the universe from the cosmic central sun. That sun is so big, a billion times bigger than our sun. It's filled with brilliant, pure white light, shooting out a pillar of light everywhere. And especially to Earth, we have the connection now to the center of the universe. Connection we never want to let go of, a connection that will carry us through the age of Aquarius, because tonight is the beginning of the age of Aquarius, and we're doing it ourselves, the human race. We've been coached, we've been helped, and today in this evening, in this meditation, we are manifesting it to become reality. Think, brilliant white light, picture the cosmic central sun, picture that light going throughout the whole universe and finally getting to our galaxy, going through our central sun of the Milky Way, and coming to our solar system. The connection is continuous, non-stop, brilliant white light shining in on our world, shining through our bodies, reactivating the dormant sections of our beautiful human bodies, going through all the crevices down in the earth, shining light where there needs to be light to obliterate the darkness, to transmute the remaining darkness on earth into brilliant white light. We're all made of light. Everything is made of light. May the light do what it's capable of doing, which is cleansing everything, healing everything, empowering everything. Light. Brilliant white light. Pulsating through our bodies right now. Going straight down to the center of the earth. The earth embracing it. The earth increasing in frequencies. Our minds are increasing in frequencies. This is the beginning of the new reality. And we're assisting in making it happen tonight with our willpower, the power of our thoughts, because all energy follows our thoughts. And a pillar of brilliant white light is energy, and it's following our thoughts, calling it to come to our earth and save us, and uplift us, and shine upon us, and transmute all remaining darkness from the earth. We're doing this with our willpower, with our concentrated thoughts. Just keep picturing that pillar of light and know that it will never stop flowing into the earth once we've called upon it, and we have called upon it. And now it's doing what it needs to do. And we never want it to stop. Even when this show is over tonight, we're going to keep thinking and picturing that white light coming through, obliterating all darkness, invigorating our souls, removing the darkness from our bodies, removing all the bad vibrations. Brilliant white light can do that. It's healing. First of all, we're beings of light, and that's how we can accept this light and allow it to enter into us and cleanse us to be the great human beings that it was intended for us to be. And we are great human beings. And we're using our minds tonight to do something useful in unison. We're using our willpower, calling on the pillar of white light that extends all the way now from the cosmic central sun right into our Mother Earth, right through our bodies. It's uplifting. We're becoming lighter. We're becoming, we might even weigh a little less, and we're becoming looser and more focused and more friendly and more loving and more caring and more responsive to all the good things out there. And our minds are changing, our focus of attention is changing, and we'll always be focusing on this pillar of light, because after tonight we know we're connected to the center of the universe. We have to be connected, and the cosmic central sun, who is conscious, responded by sending us that pillar of light that will never disappear. It will be there with us from this moment on. Eyes closed and keep receiving this pillar of light. We know what pillars are, and we want to envision one made of light. coming straight from the center of the universe through other galactic sun, central suns, through our central sun of our Milky Way, the path is determined, the path is there, the path is a connection from the center of the universe to the center of our Earth, to the center of our physical human bodies, to the center of our consciousness. We've been calling on the white light, and it's been coming, the brilliant white light emanating from the cosmic central sun, a continuous link. Our minds can travel that far to the center of the universe, so you just imagine how way far out there in the center, that beam of light is continuous all the way now, right down into our solar system, down into the center of our Mother Earth. We are connected. We are beginning to illuminate. And the light is transmuting the remaining darkness on Earth into light. Abundances will be coming our way. The end of all the horrors will be coming to an end. The Earth is entering into the age of Aquarius, and we help create that tonight. Believe it. Make it so. Believe it, and it shall be so. Believe it. Make it so. Our thoughts will make it so. Our collective unity in visualizing this will make it so. Believe it, and it shall be. Believe it, and it shall be. Believe it, and tonight shall be the beginning of the age of Aquarius. We want that to be. We want tonight to be the beginning of the age of Aquarius. Just keep focusing on that, visualizing it. Keeps flowing automatically. Well, that's roughly 20 minutes. I think we've got it going pretty well now, because we believe this happened. It did happen. Well, we should start feeling better very soon. And there's going to be more laughter in this world. There's going to be more jokes. Yeah, because jokes make people laugh. There's going to be more smiles tomorrow. We're all going to feel a little better tomorrow. Should be feeling better right now. And tonight we did it. We visualize the same thing collectively, and that's a powerful visualization. There's power in numbers. Proving it right now. And just a reminder, you know, everything is made out of light. That's how important light is. All the atoms in your body are made out of light. You know, this, the Earth is still partly in 3D, vibrating with the first three dimensions. And the best, one of the accurate ways of describing 3D, the first three dimensions, our physical reality is slow moving light. That's right, everything in 3D is slow moving light. Those that exist in the first and second dimensions only, they're even slower moving light. Everything is moving. You know, people think rocks
are not moving, but the molecular level things are happening, especially crystals. Crystals are very important. Quartz crystals can have the ability to tune into every frequency in the universe. That's an astronomical number of frequencies. So it's good to work with crystals. You don't have any, you should consider going out and buying some. I have a few crystals I work with. The most amazing thing I found was that I'm working with the crystal ball, rolling around your chakras, that the crystal you're using actually becomes clearer by using it. The more you use it, the clearer it becomes. Yeah, I bought a fairly clear crystal ball, and the more I use it, the clearer it got. Amazing. Crystals are alive in their own way. You know, the science of crystals has been investigated, and the natural ones, they all have a hexagonal shape to them. There's a reason for that. We won't get into that tonight, but then you have secondary and tertiary waves coming out of them, too. Plus, the matrix of a crystal is kind of like a spiral, like your DNA. Help you in activating your DNA. Crystals, when we communicate with them mentally, they're even more helpful. But they're a very good tool to have if you want to start working on yourself. And crystals, some like a cluster, it never gets dull because the light hitting all the different facets, it cleans itself with light. Amazing, amazing life forms, crystals, yes, they are alive, and they're here to help us. Buy some, project your love onto them. Don't know how you feel about them. They want to get in sync with you because that's part of their purpose. The rock is alive. The other things that are alive too that don't appear to be, you know, what we call solid or non-moving, it's an illusion. On a molecular level, pretty much everything is moving. And it's just the appearance, because we have limited sight in most cases. Our limited sight makes it, for practical purposes, we call things solid. We call things non-moving, because it helps us navigate through this world. But if we were to expand our senses, we would see that everything is flowing, nothing is stationary. And the things we call solid and hard as a rock, they're moving on a molecular level. We just don't have the type of vision that can see this in action. And if we did, it would make it too difficult to appreciate and interact with the reality we're in. In fact, it always kind of boggles the mind, you know, just to remind us of what should be taught in school. You know, I got interested. I heard about auras before I investigated them, and I knew people that could see them. And so I wanted to learn a little about it, so I bought a book. An old book, How to See Auras, by actually Ted Andrews. And he has a lot of books out there on the occult and stuff like that. And less than 15 minutes, I was seeing auras just following the instructions. It was that easy. So you got to wonder, why aren't children, kindergarten, first grade, being taught this, or second grade? At least by second grade, they should be taught to do this. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of like art class. You have to make a poster, color circles, full size one. And then you just hold your eyes around the circle, and you're going to see your color, or every color circle you put up against that white background in just a couple of minutes. And it's such an easy thing to do. And once you learn how to see colors, it teaches you how to shift your vision. So when you look at something, you can just will yourself to see your colors once you learn how to do it. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Every time I look at something white, I can willfully shift my vision, and immediately I see the yellow hiding in the white. Anything white has yellow hiding in it. It's red. And if I shift it a little more, I can see the pink hiding in the white also. So these are our colors of white. Hard to believe, right? But they're there. And there's, I mean, that's it. No matter what. Sometimes I don't even have to. I just automatically, my eyes pick up on the colors. Your colors, everything in white, I look at it. Sometimes I'll see all three colors today, right off the bat. A bathtub is a good one for that. Just look at it fast, and once you learn how to see your colors, you'll see the white bathtub, and you'll see the yellow and the pink hiding. First you'll see the yellow, and then you see the pink. But I've gotten so used to doing this, I'll see the yellow and the pink immediately. And if less than a second, if I choose to see the other colors there, they're always there. Just have to adjust your eyesight. So why aren't our kids being taught this? This goes to show you, we need a lot of things to be changed, because even little children would appreciate seeing our colors. And if I think back when we have a natural ability to do this, that some of us, I don't know, some of us are born with it. I can remember as a child riding in a car, in the back seat of a car, and I'm looking out the window, as I was watching the double yellow in the center of the road, I noticed there was a blue streak alongside of the yellow. You know, but I wasn't quite sure why I was seeing this. Once I finally, years later, when I finally learned how to see our colors, I realized I was seeing the our color of those orange double yellow lines, whatever color they are. You know, it would be a blue or, and the lines are, you know, they call them double yellow, but they're really more like orange. And the or color of orange is blue. And I was seeing this naturally. I just didn't have enough knowledge to put together what I was witnessing. And I didn't think that much about it. But looking back, it's proof that I had orb sight already. I just wasn't schooled in how to do it on will. So you might want to try that too. Simple book to read. It's probably easy to find too. Ted Andrews, How to See Auric Colors. And then you too can be seeing auric colors. That's a great thing to teach your children too. If public education isn't teaching them that, you can teach them that at home. It's a fun, it's like an art project. You know? And it's much more important that children learn that such things, how to willfully see our colors, than how to use a cell phone. Cell phones are part of the matrix to get you away from reality. I mean, they have their practical application, but, you know, it's dehumanizing people. Cell phones. You know, people are losing the ability to communicate on a first basis. You know, everybody's got their nose in their cell phone, and it each other. I mean, I get a kick out of it. Sometimes I go to restaurants a lot, and there's people with a couple, you know, two people at a table, and instead of talking to each other, they're both, you know, surfing on their cell phones. I mean, is that? Are they so bad at communicating with each other they can't even talk to each other? No, they. I mean, really, when you're out with something, at least you ought to have some kind of a real conversation with the person you're out with. I mean, looking at your cell phone, as for when you're alone, that's the new way. It's not good at all. It's dehumanizing human beings. And when you use a cell phone to, because you're bad at conversation, to cover up your ineptness, you're not learning how to converse. And that's not good, because it's important for people to converse, because that's when you have the opportunity to connect in a loving way. You looking at your cell phone and the person sitting across you looking at your cell phone, there's no community, there's no love communication happening there. You know, you're off in your little world. You might as well be by yourself. It's time to wake up and realize this is one of the matrices that society has been duped into accepting. Now, and you parents that want to give your kids a cell phone just because it's easier to take care of them that way, yeah, you don't have to bother doing anything for them. Just give them the damn phone, and they'll be amuse themselves with it. But you're not teaching them anything that way. In fact, you're teaching them to be unsociable. So, I just had to say that. So much with the cell phones. And just remember, you're a being out of light. The blueprint for your physical body is made out of light. That's right. There've been books that have been written about this. That yeah, the blueprint for you in the 3D world here, in the physical reality, the blueprint for you is made out of light, and it exists in the higher dimensions. I'm not sure which one it is right now, the sixth or the seventh, but or the ninth, but it's up there high, and that's the blueprint for your body, your physical body. It's out there, and it's kept in other dimensions, and that's why it's important to connect with your higher self, because that information can be accessed and you can kind of fix yourself up to some extent. Of course, easier said than done, especially in a world where we've been not encouraged to use our abilities. The human mind is such a powerful tool. That's right, we have willpower. We used it tonight, earlier tonight. And when we hook up with other people and we both, all of us, visualize the same good things, it adds power to the situation, and the universe is very responsive. It's set up to be that way. You know, it's been said, you create your own reality with your thoughts. To some extent you do. I don't believe that's 100%. I'm not one of these 100% people. I believe that's true to a good extent. And I often mention it. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. And the book I wrote, where I got the name for the show, is Connect the Dots Theory. And then I explain some very important things in that book. I step out on the limb and I make some bold statements. And I'll defy it. Prove me wrong. You know, hey. Once in a while I make a mistake, but I'm usually correct. And I have the part with the definitions in the beginning. And you can read that for free. I mean, all you have to do is Google the book, Connect the Dots Theory. And they'll give you the Google will give you the first 40 pages free. I don't know who makes these decisions, but it's out there. And you should check out the definitions of truth and other similar definitions where I basically make the statement that very few things are absolutely true 100%. What was 99% true yesterday is only 77% true today. And there's all different things. Some things are 90% true and 10% haphazard. Very few things are 100%. And I think that's an important point to make. There's an exception to everything, and even an exception to the exceptions. And I believe that viewpoint is more realistic than this absolute right, absolute wrong nonsense. You know, there are many shades of gray. Not 50, how about 5 million shades of gray? And these are important points to understand, to philosophically understand, you know. And you can read my first 40 pages and you'll find the definitions there. And I've, you know, created new terms for us to label things. Plans designed to fail, that's what the human race has been subjected to. And I've expanded the definition of truth to include other things. That old-fashioned scientific explanation of truth is, it's not realistic. And we ought to toss it by the wayside because we, the human race and Mother Earth, are moving into a new age where there will be a new science that will explain many of the things that couldn't have been explained before. And because I'm so busy talking about the meditation tonight, I forgot to mention, hey, this is a call-in radio show. So, you know, if you have something to say, call in. The number here is 888-627-6008. If you get a good visualization collectively, if you participated tonight, call in and say, hey, I participated, I visualized that pillar of white light coming from the cosmic central sun, making it all the way to planet Earth. And I visualized the darkness being transmuted, transmuted meaning being turned into light. Light is that powerful. And so is the vibrations of love. Good frequencies as opposed to bad frequencies. And we all ought to be proud of ourselves for what we did today. So meanwhile, you know, just for the record, if you Google the name of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, the stupid Google people still want to label my book as fiction when there's nothing fiction in my book. It's all truth. I've gone to the book company, I've asked them to get a hold of Google, and they say they do their best, but nothing has changed still. They still want to mislabel my book. I guess that's the, well, Google, they are the deep state. One of the participants, I'm sure they're laughing, throwing a monkey wrench, labeling my book fiction when it's not, you know, I presume. Who knows who makes these decisions? All I know is when you're dealing with people like Google, you know, they don't even listen to you. They were Google. We can do whatever we want. Well, anyhow, for those of you who are short on cash, I advise everybody, the book sells for cheap, to download it, $5 or $7 on a tablet. And I still tell people, go to the Barnes & Noble and buy the real book. You can study the pictures better. I've got pictures of spacecraft in there that there's never been pictures like some of the pictures I have. It's worth looking at if you're interested. You ought to be interested because guess what? The ETs are coming to Earth. I mean, they're here already out there in their ships, but they're going to be landing. As soon as the vibrations get a little higher, and hopefully we set things in motion, the wheels in motion, and it's going to keep going, because that's how the universe works. Once the mechanisms get started, things will go on kind of like automatic, and the more we ask for, the more we get. What we believe is true will become true. So we're moving in the right direction. The frequencies are going up. There's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all matter. There's a couple of words to look up. But that's what it's going to be. It's been talked about for decades now. And we're in the process of it happening now. And then there will be the event. That's it. When they finally land and reveal themselves to us, our galactic brothers and sisters, the Galactic Federation of Life, the good guys, the Pleiadians, and all the other good ones, beings. And I can hardly wait, but it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Meanwhile, back at the farm, no. Meanwhile, it's important to have fun in life. That's why I put videos out there on YouTube. Hey, they're for free when you want. I mean, the two new ones is, I want you to be my idol. Got that? I want you to be my idol. And another one titled, I'm gonna see my girlfriend. And of course, I have the ones that are out there already. I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the song I end my show with. The video's out there, and as I've told people before, at the end of the song, if you can visualize it, you hear a horse trotting off in the distance. Well, in my video, that's how it ends. A couple of cowboys driving, trotting away into the distance, and some woman waves to them, and they wave back, and that's the end of the video. But you hear the horses trotting, and you see them trotting away. And then our guilt party in kind, that's another one out there. You know, you hear the end guitar solo, but watch the video, it's very entertaining. And I got Let Me Coax You On, that's a roller coaster ride video. And Play Another Party Song Tonight. Hey, we all want to hear that. We all want another party song at the end of the night. But the easiest way to do it is when I go to YouTube, I ask everybody to start with Let Me Coax You On. When it comes to the end, there'll be an icon of me down below to the lower left. You can hit on that icon, and then there'll be the opportunity to hit the play all button, and you hear. So you can see all seven of my videos out there. And of course, the famous Subway Fantasy, the greatest, most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put out there. I claim it is. You'll have to prove me you have a better one. And I have a right to make that claim. And it was all shot with one camera. Hard to believe. And I came up with a pretty good 29-minute movie. It's out there for free. I have a longer version of it. It's on DVD. You have to get in touch with me and PayPal me some money for that one. There's nothing like having that disc in your hand, the DVD with the picture of the blonde on the cover. It's awesome. If you don't know who I'm talking about, the blonde, well, you better watch Subway Fantasy. She's the one who throws the kiss at the end of it. And a very loving kiss it is. Anyhow, Subway Fantasy, that's another one of my, you know, 7 videos out there now. They're all free to watch, too. What more do you want? Hey, listen, just in case you forgot, everybody, I am, that's it, the name is Tom Edison, and I am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, a non-political candidate, who has the ability to solve all the problems simultaneously. You know, all the solutions to all the problems are already known. And this new conflict with Iran, there's a solution to that one, too. But forget it with politicians. They have no solutions, and regular military people, they don't have any solutions either. That's why, if you're concerned about America, you ought to be concerned about seeing that somebody like me gets elected. You know, again, it's participation is needed here. I don't have any money like Bloomberg or the other billionaire, but I do have knowledge and truth and desire to solve all the problems. And strong willpower, and with that, I will be able to solve. First of all, I know the solution to all the problems already. They just don't get enacted because when money makes the final decision, it's always the wrong decision. And that's how all the politicians play. They let money decide everything for them. That's why they're no good at solving real problems. Anyhow, visit my site, 2020 President Tom Edison. com. You'll be impressed. And you can get to that, you can key it in just like that, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Or you can get to my presidential website from BBS Radio. Go to my show, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, Connect the Dots. Click on the name of the show, and then you find all of the links connected to me. You'll find my more recent tweets. Follow me on Twitter at Tom Edison Press, B-R-E-Z. And, maybe you'd be interested in supporting me by buying my albums. I have 2 albums at the CD Baby Music Store. The link's right there at BBS Radio Connect. The dots, the name of the show. Okay, we're coming to the end of this show. I hope you all participated as I walk you through this meditation, and I'm going to end the show like I always do. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my tune, Are You the Partying Kind? Hey, go to YouTube and, you know, watch it. You'll be impressed. It's entertaining. Are You the Partying, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N, Kind? Yeah, that's how I spell Subway Fantasy, S-U-B-W-A-Y, Subway and Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. I have my own spelling for that. That's how it's identifiable. Watch him be entertained. Okay, we're going to do the countdown, Mr. Engineer, and take us out of here. You're going to hear the guitar solo. Are you the pardoning kind? Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. When you're going to hear the horse ride away at the end, watch the video, you'll see the horse riding away at the end. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody on a highway that's fine. Gotta be somebody feeling love or unknown. I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Sleeping. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody feel alive or known. I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.